Back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Big development in Milwaukee, and for the state of Wisconsin, the mayor of Milwaukee, Tom Barrett, signed a letter of resignation yesterday, effective at 5 p.m. Today, he's going to be sworn in as ambassador to Luxembourg. Turn the keys of the city over to Cavalier Johnson, Chevy Johnson, the head of the Aldermanic Council, the Common Council of the Aldermen. He's a good guy. I know Chevy. Chevy now is acting mayor. Right now, today, he's acting mayor. Now, what's going to happen here in Milwaukee? Because what happens in Milwaukee really affects the state. We are the financial engine of the state. We are the cultural engine of the state. We are the sports engine of the state. If you want top-notch, world-class theater, athletics, the Bucks and the Brewers, you want both of them, that kind of thing, greatest restaurants, ballet, symphony, opera, it's all in Milwaukee. So who's going to be the mayor and when are they going to get elected? Well, I'll tell you, by Barrett doing this before December 31st was a really good thing. It saves Milwaukee $700,000. Why do I say that? Because if we can put this election on the regular spring election cycle, where you elect judges and that kind of thing, if we can do that, we save 700 grand. You don't have to run a separate election. There's just an extra office on the ballot. Extra office on the ballot, in this case, the mayor. The primary is in the middle of February. It's about 7 weeks away. Suddenly, and you know something, mayors in Milwaukee tend to serve for a long time. Henry Meyer served for 28 years, 1960 to 1988. John Norquist could have served as long as he wanted. He had some turbulence, ran into some heavy seas, and he turned over the mayoralty. Tom Barrett has been mayor now for 18 years. So whoever gets it, if they do a halfway decent job, is liable to be in for a long time. There are, I think, 8 people running. We won't know how many because the filing deadline isn't until about a week and a half from now. But the primary will be in the middle of February, and the general election will be the beginning of April. So in a very short period of time. Now, some of these folks have been campaigning, there's no question. The 3 front runners, the one right now, the obvious one, is the guy who's the acting mayor. His name is Cavalier Johnson. His nickname is Chevy. Chevy Johnson. Good guy. I know Chevy Johnson. He'll be acting. And then in the primary, they'll winnow down the 8 or more people to the top 2. And then they run against each other in April. Another one is Marina Dmitrievich, whom I know well. Friend of mine. Good person. She is an alderman. She had been on the county board. I think she was elected at the county board, one of the youngest in history, like when she was 19 or 20 or something. She, very, very capable individual. And then Ernell Lucas. Ernell Lucas is the sheriff of Milwaukee County. Ernell Lucas was the head of security for Major League Baseball. Bud Selig hired him. Head of security for all of Major League Baseball. All of their stadiums, their players, and so forth. It's a big job. Then he came back to Milwaukee, where he's from, and he ran for sheriff and won. So he's the sheriff. So you have Cavalier Johnson, the head of the Common Council, Marina Dmitrievich, alderman and former county supervisor, and Ernell Lucas, the sheriff. It's going to be a good election, and there are other candidates, and there's some other good candidates, don't get me wrong. But right now, as far as name recognition and prominence and in the press and so forth, I would say it's those 3. So first of all, what's going to happen? And second of all, regardless of who gets it, what are they going to do with the problems facing Wisconsin, Milwaukee, and every city in the country? One of them is crime. In Milwaukee, we have a phenomenon of reckless driving where young teenagers will steal cars and drive like crazy down city streets. People have been killed. And the question is how to stop it. A lot of the experts say what you should do is have some more roundabouts, have some more buffers, narrowed lanes, and a lot of other things. And obviously police enforcement. Another one is dealing with the Republican legislature. Republican Party, and this was not true historically, some of it is racially based and some of it is simply the fear of the modern. But some of these Republican congressmen, strike that, representatives and state senators, routinely simply attack Milwaukee. They think that gets some points at home. I'm not sure it does get them points at home. People like coming to the state fair in Milwaukee. People like coming to plenty of people have relatives in Milwaukee, Milwaukee County. I think it's low class. It's a Bush League play, but you have some of that in the way they vote, trying to deny money to Milwaukee and so on. Milwaukee sends about $400 million in tax money more to the state than it gets back. You know, I've traveled around the state as a candidate and simply as for vacation. And I've had people tell me that the state supports Milwaukee, all those people on welfare and all that. But let me tell you the truth. There aren't a lot of people on welfare. And the truth is Milwaukee sends $400 million in tax money a year more to Madison than Madison sends back. So we're happy to do it. It's very similar to the industrial states send more money to places like Mississippi and Alabama than Mississippi and Alabama sends back to the federal government. And yet Mississippi and Alabama may attack some of these states and go, you know, we're supporting them. Well, no, it's the other way around. We're not rubbing it in. I'm just telling you the truth. Whoever becomes mayor of Milwaukee, it's a very big deal. We have an issue in Milwaukee with a pension issue for county employees. So it's a complicated thing. We're going to want a new mayor who is smart, industrious, somebody who has a high sense of responsibility and honest. All of these three front runners, to my knowledge, all of the candidates have those characteristics, but it's going to be somebody who has to have an awful lot of enthusiasm, somebody who is a leader. And so stay tuned. Nothing is forever. And now we have Tom Barrett going to Luxembourg, which is a sweet gig. Let me tell you something about Luxembourg. Luxembourg is tucked right in the middle of Europe. It's a duchy. They have an aristocracy. He's going to live in a terrific mansion that used to be the German embassy in Luxembourg before the First World War. And then sadly, when the Nazis took over Europe briefly, and they administered Luxembourg out of this house, and now it's been cleansed, and now it's the American embassy, very close to France, borders it, Belgium. It's a very, very sweet gig, and he can do a lot of good. To have a good ambassador, solid guy, everybody looks at him and says, all right, you know, that's the American ambassador. There aren't going to be a lot of foreign policy issues, there aren't going to be a lot of military issues and any of that. But it's important who the ambassador is. And what happened was that Ron Johnson went to Cruz and got Cruz to take the hold off, not because either one of them is any good, but because they didn't like having Tom Barrett here as mayor. It's harder to attack Milwaukee. If Chevy Johnson, Marina Dmitrievich, or Ernell Lucas are elected mayor, they will attack mercilessly. So this was simply a calculation by two lowlifes, Ron Johnson and Cruz. But anyway, it freed it up. So we're coming to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.